Shalom to all. Today's office in Shalom Yevamistav Lamed Beis. We're starting Lamed Alf Lamed Beis on the bottom right at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah. Today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Meim Sarabas Biakam Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we quote the Mishnah a little bit. Ketan also Mayer Vechulu says the Gemara adopted the Rebbe according to Rebbe, which is really going back to Rebbe's opinion from the top of the Amud that the Yevam is allowed to do Mayer Bal Karcha. Really better said Shaloi Ledas, even though it's not to her das, it's not her consent, it's not her knowledge. She doesn't understand. She doesn't know. Maybe she doesn't even want. Still, Mayer would work. So here's another question. Maushehe Mayer Leben Teisha. We take out the word Mamaroi. What's in with mimer of a nine-year-old? If a nine-year-old Yavam does mimer to his Yavama, is that valid? Because he's the one that doesn't have das. Since he's not bar mitzvah, he doesn't have full das to be able to do mimer, but maybe it's chal according to Rebbe. So long based on Ralph on top of the Gemara says, no, Bia's gadol gemeres, umamari kainu mishayer. Bia of a gadol is 100% Kenyan, and the mimer of a gadol is kainu mishayer, it's only partial. Now, Bia's katan, kainu mishayer, that's proper girsa. The Bia of a katan, that's only partial, as we already had multiple times before. So you want to say the mamari kainu mishayer, the mimer of a katan also is going to be partial. Valid? Well, if that's so, then Mabin Biyasa Mamarai. What will the difference be between the Bia and the Mimer of a Katan? We clearly see there's a difference between Bia and Mimer of a Gadol, so there has to be a difference between Bia and Mimer of a Katan, and that being said, Mimer of a Katan isn't valid at all. Now, based on our Mimer, some say it as follows, meaning this is the answer to the question, Mabin Mamar Shal Gadol Mamar Shal Katan. If you want to say the Mimer of a Katan is partially valid, then what would the difference be between the Mimer of a Gadol and Mimer of a Katan? We know the Katan and Gadol are different when it comes to Bia, so it has to be they're different when it comes to Mimer, as it's another way of answering the same question. Now, continue to discuss this. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says that Divrei Meir, according to Rav Meir, also Bias Ben Teisha Shanav Yom Echad Kimaimer Begadol. They treated Bia of a 9-year-old in a day like Mimer of a Gadol, and that's really what we just said before. But now here's the following suggestion: Ukamadat Amar also Bias Ben Teisha Shanav Yom Echad Kimaimer Begadol. Just like you say that the Bia of a 9-year-old in a day with his Yivama accomplishes the same much as Mimer does by Gadol. Well, Kava saw. Do we say similarly the Nasa Chalitza Ben Teisha Shanav Yom Echad Keget Begadol? That's the proper Girsa. Perhaps the Chalitza of a 9-year-old accomplishes the same as Get does by a gadol. However, Rabbanan and Rabban say that no, ein chalitza ben teisha shanav yemechad klom, chalitza of a 9-year-old is nothing. Why is that? Because if ulama also bias ben teisha shanav yemechad k'mayer begadol, why do they say that the bia of a 9-year-old is like mimer of a gadol? That's because shekain bia begadol, kaina bein ladas bein shalai ladas, bia by a gadol that acquires her 100% whether it's ladas shalai ladas, and therefore bia of a katan at least affects some sort of acquisition. But nasa chalitza ben teisha shanav yemechad k'get begadol, you want to say the chalitza of a 9-year-old accomplishes as much as a get does by a gadol? How can that be? A chalitza by a gadol ain't a patar sel ladas. Chalitza by a gadol only patters her if it's done ladas, and therefore chalitza of a katan would be nothing because he doesn't have das. That's the difference between the bia of a katan versus chalitza of a katan. We got the mishnah zayin. The mishnah continues with more cases. So let's say chalatz v'chalatz. He did chalitza the first one and then the second one, or chalatz he did chalitza the first one v'asa mimer nasan get ubal and then he did mimer or gave a get or did bia to the second one. Oy, or it could be that bal ubal he did bia to the first one and then bia to the second one. Oy, bal v'asa mimer nasan get v'chalatz. He was Baal the first one, and then either did Mimer, gave a get, or Chalitza the second one. Ein acher Chalitza klom. There's nothing valid after Chalitza. This is really going on the first case. The main focus over here is Chalitza, that once we have a Chalitza as the first thing that's being done, nothing else is valid afterwards. So let's say, for example, when he does Chalitza to the second one, she's not considered a Chalitza, so she's not usher to a Kain. This bein Yavam echel l'shtei Yavamais, ubein shnei Yavamin l'Yavama achas. It's either one Yavam to two Yavamais, or two Yavamin, Shimon and Levi, with one Yavama. It's the same din. Moving on to Halachas, the Mishnah repeats itself, even though we already know this din. It's just being brought to emphasize really the second part of the Mishnah. So it tells us Chalatz he did Chalitza to the first one, and then Vasar Mimer Nasan Get Ubal he did Mimer gave a get or did Bia to the second one. Oy Bal Vasar Mimer Nasan Get Vchalatz. So in a Chalitza Klom, there's nothing after Chalitza. Again, meaning after Chalitza, nothing else is valid. And here's the key: Bein Betchila, Bein Beemtza, Bein Besayif. Whether that happens right at the beginning, meaning if the first thing that he does is Chalitza, so nothing afterwards is valid, and that's even if it's in the middle or the end, meaning if he first did Mimer, let's say, and then a Chalitza, or Basif, it's the last thing he did Mimer and gave a get, it doesn't make a difference. Once he does Chalitza, nothing else is valid after that Chalitza. Now, here's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It's the reason why this was brought. Haba'ilo, when we're dealing with Bia, Bizman Shibet Chila in Achra Klom. Only if it's the first thing that was done, so then nothing's valid afterwards. So if he does Bia to his Yivama, so then he gives a get, Mimer, Chalitza to a different Yivama, it's not valid because the first thing was Bia. But if Bia was the second thing, let's say Bia was done after giving a get, so then Yesh Achra Klom. However, Rechami argues and says that Echad Be'ula v'Echad Chalutza, whether we're talking about a Be'ula or a Chalutza, Bein Betchila, Bein Be'emtza, Bein Besayif, in Achrayim Klom, it doesn't make a difference where that Bia is placed. Like if it's in the beginning, like the Tanakama, or Be'emtza, meaning he gave a get to the first one, then he did a Bia, or it could even be at the end. He did a Mimer, and then a get, and then a Bia. Nothing's valid after that Bia ever. Talan Bezon Bezon, top of the Gemara quotes a Mishnah, Chalutz v'Asamayr v'Chulu. Anyway, further clarification, Erum Rechami's Shita. Taman Armin over there, which is referring to Bavel, because whenever we're in Yerushalmi, that's Eretz Yisrael, so when it says there, it's referring to Bavel. So in Bavel, they said that the Rav Nechemya, according to Rav Nechemya, Bia Psula Peteres, even though it's a Bia Psula, it patters. What does that mean, a Bia Psula? So let's say it would be, for example, he has two Yivamais, and he gave Maimer or get to the first one. So that's a partial acquisition, or that partially gets rid of the Zika, and that means that the second one is not really considered a 100% Yivama, therefore he's not allowed to be Bail her, and so that's called a Bia Psula when he is. Nonetheless, we see the Bia Psula patters, because again, Rav Nechemya Mishnah had said, the Ein Acher Bia Klum, no matter when it is. And it must be because the Bia, whenever it happens, that completely gets rid of any Zika that's remaining, and that's again, even though it's a Bia Psula. Now, the Rabban Taman, according to Rabban over there, Rabban of Bavel, Bia, Bein Shil Acher Maimer, Bein Shil Acher Aget, Pateres. A Bia, whether it's after Maimer, after Aget, it patters. However, Valtend Rabban Dahacha, according to Rabban over here, the Rabban of Eretz Yisrael, Bia Shil Acher Maimer, Pateres. If he does Maimer, and then afterwards Bia, so that patters, because really, Bia is just the completion of Maimer. However, Shil Acher Aget, if he gave a get to the first one, then he did a Bia, ain't a Pateres, that doesn't patter. So you have his Machaikas between the Rabban over here and the Rabban over there of Bavel. Now they're going to bring something which is not like the Rabbanon de Taman, Rabban over there. It says the Gemara, V'loi Shama do Amar Rav Hila B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. It must be they didn't hear what Rav Hila said B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. The Rav Nechemya, Rav Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, according to some Gersai, this is Rav Gamliel, Amar Davar Echad, Rav Nechemya, Rav Shimon, Rav Gamliel, all say the same thing. And that is that one way or another, they say, Ein Maimer Acher Maimer. That's because the moment Maimer is done, it's basically a full Yibum type action that doesn't have the ability to have anything be Chal afterwards. Now we already know she does Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Gamliel holds that Maimer is able to accomplish a 50% Kenyan. Therefore, whatever the first Maimer acquired, the second Maimer can't acquire that again. So Ein Maimer Acher Maimer Klom. Rav Shimon we already had, he holds that Maimer is a suffix. Maybe it's 100% Kenyan, maybe it's not. So a Manavshach, if Maimer was a full Kenyan, then the second Maimer can't be kind of anything. And if the first Maimer wasn't a Kenyan, well, the second Maimer is not a Kenyan either. Now where do we see this in Shitas from Nechemya? The Tanya, we have a Braisa, Shalosh Yavamis L'Yavam Echad. Let's we have a case, three Yavamis falling to one Yavam. And also Maimer Bazu, Ubal Lazu, V'Nosan Get L'Shlishis. He did Maimer to the first one, did Biba to the second one, and gave a Get to the third one. So Nechemya says, the first one requires get and chalitza, the ein acher be'ila klom, but there's nothing after the be'ila, so the third one who received the get doesn't need anything because that get's not valid at all anyway. Now what do we see from here? The first woman needs chalitza, and that's even though there was a bia with the second, but nothing works on the third woman after that bia. So it has to be the bia psula is enough of a kinyan to prevent more yibum type actions, which again is why we're saying that the third woman is nothing, but that bia psula is not enough to remove the zika completely, which is why that first woman still needs chalitza. So we see two things from here. Firstly, the Rav Nechemya is like these other two Manda Amr that we just mentioned before. The ones we have a Maimer, another Maimer can't take effect after that. Now we also see, according to Rav Nechemya, the Bia Psula is not 100% Kenyan, and it doesn't remove all the Zika. Because if it did, then the first woman wouldn't require Chalitza. So this is clearly a question on the Rabbanon, who say the Rav Nechemya holds the Bia Psula is a full Kenyan. And that question is not answered. So now we have that, we just continue with the Braisa. Rav Nechemya explains himself, how does he know everything they just said? Kaval Chaimer. What's a Kaval Chaimer? Maim Chalitza Shipai Slasman HaKahuna. Just like with the case of chalitza, it passes a woman from kahuna. We skip the next four words, ein achra klom, after proper chalitza, nothing else is chal. Well, bia she'ina pasasim in a kahuna, when a yavam is bail his yavama, that doesn't passel her from kahuna. Once again, we skip the next four words, ein adin shalei achra klom. Shouldn't we say for sure that there's nothing after bia, and therefore this get that he gave to the third yavama has absolutely no validity? A rabbanan, they argue, and asur b'krevis shloshtan, he says that this man is asur in the relatives of all three women. Utzricha shloshe getin, they require three getin, meaning the man has to give a get to each one of them, v'chalitza lachas mehen, and one of them needs a chalitza. That's because everything he did, maimer to the first one, be it to the second one, get to the third one, did work partially, so that's why everyone needs a get, and we have to have one chalitza to get rid of the entire Zika. Hajjal Parakram Gamaliel Oimer, Malzor finishing the fifth parak of Mesechus Yivamis, just like Mesechus finished this parak together, we should Mesechus finish the entire Mesechus Yivamis together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the brand new parak, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.